Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about, does the topic of X repel you or attract you?
Yeah.
Does the topic of talking on the phone repel you or attract you? Does the topic of going to college repel you or attract you? Taking on a husband repel you or attract you, or do you just really want a wedding?
Restaurant picking, menu planning, should they have all laundry.
And my whole point, I can save us a bunch of time because Jill has a lot to say.
Car shopping.
If stuff repels you, don't do it.
Hold on a moment. Let's talk about, I have more to say on this.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Mike wrote, "Hi all, I got a call from a landowner who wanted to sell us their property. It has access to a main river, which I believe leads right to the ocean, but no access from the land." Obviously, it had access to, but not directly from the land, okay. "Obviously, there are a few properties in the area like this, but much less that have been bought and sold recently. It's 3.3 acres for $5,800. The seller and I both know if it had access, it'd be extremely valuable. I've heard Steve and Jill mention that some people will prefer no access properties. Any advice on how to test this property for a reason, or any advice on trying to get an easement? Thanks." You want to go?
This is the, this is what separates the men from the boys, so to speak, in this business. You got to send a bunch of mail up. You got that down. Price it right. Got that down. It looks like that to me. You get a bunch of properties back. Should I buy it or not? I run through my checklist, Jill's little due diligence checklist, houses or land or anything else. You got a little checklist, whether you're flying a plane, little checklist. You check them all off and you get to that one thing. Well, this property's awesome. It checks every single one of my boxes except this one thing. It doesn't have access. Should I buy it or not? And my answer always is this. I answer it myself by asking myself one or two questions. Number one, I'm gonna buy it for $5,800. If I list it for 10 grand right now, can it sell fast, even with its flaws? Or number two, is it worth it for me to fix this flaw so then I can sell it because I know it's worth 50 grand with access? Or maybe access is in there somewhere, you just can't see it. You just overlooked something. So it becomes an if-then statement. Okay, what do I need to do to find out if there's access? Will I order an info report? Will that do it? Will a simple conversation with the planning and zoning, will that solve it for me? If I look at a plat map, is it obvious that this property has access? Do I even care that it doesn't have access because it's got water access anyway with a year-round river, and so I can sell it under the guise of water access only, build your dream cabin, no one will ever bother you again. So the way that this question is written, and he's saying is please take the mystery out of it for me. What he's saying is, tell me what to do, is it okay? And the answer is, it's okay for certain people. And that's what makes this so incredibly profitable. I would probably buy this, and I'll tell you why, because we have a lot of experience buying property on a river with no access otherwise, doing great. People love water-only access property if it's in fact year-round water and a bunch of other things. So that's probably not the answer that most people want. Most people want mom and dad here, me and Jill, to say, it's okay. It's going to be okay. Go ahead and buy it.
Do you want me to give you my answer?
Yes,
mine's very similar to yours. It's is it worth it to me, like you just said? Yeah, if it's $5,800, and like you said, if I could get access, it's $50,000. Okay, I'm going to look at that, but not for a week, because now it's not worth it. But I might make two or three phone calls, spend an afternoon on it, and really find out what's involved and if it's even possible, and then I'll make a decision. So say I do that, and I find out it's not possible. Now I stand back and look at it and go, all right, really, buy it for $5,800. Is it worth 20? Like you said, so I could sell it for 10 fast. Will that even do it? Are people buying things like this around there? Do a little more work. And then if that comes back, if I have any hesitation at all, I'm not buying it.
Me too.
Not buying it.
We're really on the same page.
worth it.
Most of the
because
time.
I don't want to spend $5,800 and maybe sell it for $8,000 or $9,000. What if I did it wrong, right? Sell it for $8,000 or $9,000 and I'd send my inventory for 6 months. I'm not going to feel good about making a flip in $3,000 and be like, that's dumb. I tried up $6,000 for an night and the stress. Because you know what happens? It's not even about the money. It's the energy that you have to go through for posting the property, keeping up with the property, and marketing the property, making sure it's in this group and that group. For this little property, you're like, darn it, I should have never bought this. You don't want to do that. And then, and you will quickly in this business, really quickly if you do things right, you're going to get to a point where your time is so valuable, right, that you're only doing deals that make X amount of money. Many of us, $10,000, anything less than $10,000, we won't bother. And I know for a lot of people, they're like, wow, I do this stuff for $2,000. Hold on. Once you get going and see what's out there, you won't do deals for less than $10,000 because you'd rather do those other deals.
I mean, yeah. And then even at that, it's like, I know I'm going to make $80,000 on this. I know it's going to take me 35 days to do it or ish. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to do a damn thing. Yep. It's a piece of land. All I have to do is just get it listed with this guy over here. Yep. And he's going to send me a check.
Exactly.
That's the goal. The end. So that leads us to today's topic. Does the topic of X, let's just say the thing we just talked about, attract you or repel you? This is the meat of the show. I love this stuff.
I'm going to ask you, we should ask each other a list of things.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
What Mike's question was here, that whole discussion that we just had and solving it, Jill and I, do you see yourself sitting here doing that when you get a mailer back? Does it repel you or attract you? Do you see it as a challenge and an interesting thing to talk about with your spouse and a way to make $30,000 to $80,000 this month? Does that really, really interest you? Or are you sitting there saying to yourself, forget it. Are you kidding me? There's no way I would sit around for 10 minutes with my spouse and talk about some property that doesn't have access. Who cares about property anyway, by the way? It's vacant land. There's stuff every... I don't care about land. A lot of people that are listening to this feel that way. They just... It hasn't come out yet. So this is Friday, and these are philosophical shows.
We're going to bring some stuff out, apparently.
I can absolutely understand and identify with the fact that this would repel you. You know what repels me? Being in a hospital emergency room for any reason. I have a long list of stuff that repels.
I want to play this game.
Go for it.
Okay, I want to ask you. Okay, so what are my choices again? Attract or repel, or you could say plus minus whatever you like. buying property.
Attract.
Posting property.
I'll do it. I'll get
through. Come on, you just said it. Repel. Let's call a spade a spade. Thank you. Answering the phone.
Repels me. That repels me. Repels me.
Posting, making graphics for property to display in social media.
That attracts me. I like doing the graphics part.
All right. Shoe shopping.
Repels me. Times four.
Boat shopping.
That attracts me. Although right now I'm mad at my boats.
I know. I'm sorry. Cabin shopping.
That attracts me.
let's see. Taxes.
That repels me.
Checking email.
Repels me.
Managing employees.
Repels me.
Checking your bank account.
Attracts me.
Okay. That was good. You want to ask me some?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be a little bit more brainy.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Physics.
Attracts me.
That's what I thought you were going to say. Sports cars.
Attracts me.
Days off.
Attracts me.
Flying to Japan.
Attracts me. Wow. You got this one.
Paying bills.
Repels me.
Directing employees.
Repels me.
Answering the phone.
Attracts me.
Negotiating a real estate deal.
Attracts me.
Compiling data to do a real estate mailer.
Repels me.
Does it repel you or just
no.
Like...
It's just, it doesn't... You know what? It's not. I'm not as good at it as you.
The feeling that you get after the maids have been at your house for a whole day and you've been working for 12 hours.
Clean sheets.
Yeah, all that. Sorry. How's that? Does that repel
attracts
you?
Attracts me. Because I didn't do it.
You know what repels me? A manicure, pedicure. It repels
you?
Me. Yeah. I hate it.
I might go do one tomorrow.
And getting a massage, that's for the birds. Oh, I don't get it. Sitting on the table waiting. I look at my watch anytime that stuff happens.
Love it.
You know what repels me? Golf. Oh. I look at my watch the whole time I've been forced to play golf, which hasn't been in a decade at least.
That's really sad. All right. Riding your bike to Santa Monica.
I love that stuff. That absolutely attracts me. I would do it right now.
Clothes shopping.
That repels me. There's no reason to go to shopping anymore. Like, just order stuff online and have them bring it.
Making pasta.
Attracts me. Cooking of all kind.
Coaching kids sports.
I'm right in the middle on that.
But that's interesting.
You know what? Earlier in my life, when the kids are little, I loved it. I love it. I love teaching. But then they get a little older and it's no.
Hmm. Opening up new audiovisual equipment.
Like out of the box, unboxing. Yes. That repels me right now.
Really?
Yeah, I've never really. I'm past that. I used to love it.
Building new websites.
Repels me. Collecting the money at the end of the month for a good website attracts me.
Okay. I love it. Are we talking about what we're supposed to be talking about here? Okay, good. Just making sure.
So here's the point. I mean, I hope we've for 10 minutes now, we've been making our point. So probably to the point of overkill. There's some stuff you have to put up with earlier in your career and earlier in your life that you have to put up with just to get through it to the point where you need to do it. Like, so if answering the phone really repels you like it does with me, look, I spent 25 years answering the phone so I could get somebody, either hire somebody, outsource somebody, or get a partner that actually enjoys it. So I'm not saying if you don't like it, don't do it. That's crazy. Nothing would ever get done in the whole world. There's some components of things that you have to accept temporarily if you believe in the big picture. But in general, it has to really attract you. There are some people I've talked to these people over the years that have no interest in any way of having anything else other than a good paying consistent job. They would never think of taking it. They don't even look at it, consider starting something on the side for money to eventually replace their job. I'm very confident if you're watching or listening to this, you're not one of those people. And so if to ask them anything like, hey, would you like to do a side business? Repels me. It repels me to even take, they wouldn't even call it a risk. They would just say, there's no chance I want to do that at all. Why? I'm happy and I have this job right here. I get to talk to people.
You've tapped into something a minute ago that talked about, you know, doing something for a period of time to get you to that point. And that tied into what we talked. You said something about Bill Gates the other day, you know, and that's true. You and I have done a version of that. We have put our heads down pretty much, you know, and not had much social lives for a while to get things to the where they need to be. So things may repel you, but there's a reason for it. So, and there's some things that still repel you that you can never get over. And I wrote down like one, there's one thing, I don't care how much money you have. I have yet to figure out a solution and it's going to the stupid DMV.
Yeah.
I don't think Bill Gates can sign a power of attorney and send his own photo in. I think they still want to see Bill Gates in there and get his own picture if he wants to drive his own car, which is really kind of silly.
I thought I conquered it last year with AAA. Until I walked in there and they said, we will do everything that's license plate related for you, but not driver's license related. You still got to go in there.
Exactly.
And that you can't power of attorney that because they got to take your picture.
Exactly.
Maybe rich enough just not to have a license ever, but I don't think that's safe.
I know. It's good to have a license. I don't know. We do. Anyway, it's funny. Happy you could join us today. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're right next door on the House Academy Show.
Next week, join us on the Land Academy Show for another interesting episode. I think that was a good... I really think that you have to take a few steps back and forget about data and mailing and stuff once in a while and just say, look, am I having any fun here? Mm-hmm. Is this any fun at all? Do I even want to buy and sell real estate? I've done that a few times. Do I even want to be married to this person? That kind of stuff.
That comes up a little too much.
The Land Academy show.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Oh, no. Okay, yeah. I guess I missed it. Yeah,
that's why I was waiting for you to do that. Then we can go into the after show and talk this stuff.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Well, we could finish it up. No big deal. The Land Academy show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching or wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.